Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One. Offering their dining and entertainment card, Savor. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu. Some of the essential Mozart to get us going in our noon hour of the classics, the overture there to The Marriage of Figaro. Leonard Bernstein leading the New York Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues now that we are into the afternoon time. This noon hour is going to bring us theme and variations for viola and orchestra from an American cellist and composer, Alan Schulman, not to mention the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra from Jean Sibelius. We'll have a tone poem inspired by a figure from Finnish mythology, Tapiola, or The Realm of Tapio, all just ahead here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including the New York Philharmonic String Quartet and a cappella group Chanticleer. Details at lead.ku.edu. Next on KPR is the New York Philharmonic Orchestra once again, this time under conductor Zubin Mehta for a fun piece by Antonín Dvořák. Here's the Carnival Overture on KPR. There you have the liveliest of all of Antonín Dvořák's concert overtures, the Carnival Overture, played there by the New York Philharmonic here once again, and conductor Zubin Mehta on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:22, and stay with us for the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra, coming up in the second half of the hour, with the symphonic poem Tapiola by Jean Sibelius. Support for music programming on KPR comes from Dave Hodgson of Manhattan, Kansas. Thanks, Dave, for your continued support of KPR. On the KU campus right now, 75 degrees, sunny skies. Today we'll have a high of about 79. It's going to get pretty cloudy a little later in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And late tonight, we have a 30% chance of showers and storms. A chance of showers for tomorrow morning, a cloudy day with a high of about 82, and 50% chance of showers for Wednesday night. We'll bring you something next from an American composer and cellist of the 20th century, a man who wrote a considerable amount of symphonic music as well as chamber and jazz music, Alan Schulman. Here, a theme and variations for viola, played by Kathy Basarach playing viola and Robert Koenig on piano on Kansas Public Radio. In that recording, Kathy Basarach playing viola with Robert Koenig at piano, theme and variations for viola by composer Alan Schulman on Kansas Public Radio. 12:37 now. News from NPR at the top of the hour, and we've got classical music until 3, as always. KPR listeners are in the driver's seat every Friday and Saturday on Classics by Request. That's when we pick classical music suggested by you. Destiny is your host, and she'd love to play some music just for you. Make your request now at kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest, and then tune in 9 to noon on Fridays and 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturdays here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts now through June 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. And Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook. Next, we have for you the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra and a tone poem written in 1926 by Jean Sibelius. And this one based on a figure from Finnish mythology known as Tapio, an animating forest spirit in Finnish mythology, considered the king of the forests and patron deity of hunters. We'll listen to the tone poem Tapiola, or In the Realm of Tapio. Herbert Blumstead and the San Francisco Symphony, next on KPR. That's from 1926, a Finnish tone poem based on Finnish mythology. From Jean Sibelius we heard Tapiola, or In the Realm of Tapio, played by the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Herbert Blumstead on KPR. Almost 1 o'clock, and just about time for NPR News. Afterwards, we'll get into the next hour of classical music, which has some wonderful chamber music by Felix Mendelssohn, early chamber music, Opus 1, as a matter of fact. That would be Mendelssohn's Piano Quartet. We have that, plus music by Emil Waldteufel and Sergei Prokofiev's Classical Symphony. Lots more still to come. Stay with us here on KPR on a Tuesday afternoon. Do you know who makes KPR's live studio performances, coverage of the Kansas State House, and NPR News possible? You do. The great music and in-depth news that you hear every day on KPR happens because of your financial contributions. We hope you can keep these great programs going by doing your part. Head over to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and become a member today. Thank you for your support. 75 degrees on the KU campus, warming up to 79 today. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Morning Edition, and that's every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. And always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra, led by Alfred Walter there, and from composer Oscar Strauss, that was a little tune called The Castle March, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson. And some more classical music is on the way. I've got some things you're sure to find delightful, such as Felix Mendelssohn's Opus 1, or his Piano Quartet No. 1, with the Domus Ensemble. And another famous first, from Sergei Prokofiev, his Classical Symphony, Symphony No. 1. That's a bit later, with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Support for classical music on KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, home to 14 area museums, 3 National Historic Trails, landmark architecture, and the Kansas City Chiefs Summer Training Camp. Details at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. And the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including Broadway musicals Mrs. Doubtfire, Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details at lead.ku.edu. Conductor Alfred Walter is back once again. He'll lead the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic for our next recording. And it's by French composer Emil Waldteufel, and the piece is Very Pretty. And that's not an opinion, that's the title, the Très Jolie Waltz, or Very Pretty Waltz, for you next on KPR. That's from the French waltz master, Emil Waldteufel, and a waltz called the Très Jolie Waltz, or Very Pretty, and I hope you found it so. The Czechoslovak State Philharmonic and conductor Alfred Walter giving us the performance today on Kansas Public Radio. 1:17 now. And stay with us in the second half of the hour. Coming up later is the Chicago Symphony with Sergei Prokofiev's Classical Symphony, Symphony No. 1. That's ahead on KPR on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. And the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing procedures and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart. Right now on the KU campus, 75 degrees, warming up to 79 today. By tonight, we should have cloudy skies, lows in the mid-60s. We have a 30% chance of showers late tonight, and tomorrow, a high of 82, 20% chance of showers. Looks like a good chance of showers and thunderstorms for Wednesday night. Ready with some chamber music, some early chamber music, by Felix Mendelssohn, who, like Mozart, was a child prodigy, writing music from pretty much his earliest years. By the age of 14, Mendelssohn had completed 3 piano quartets, which were among the first of his works to be published, and so we bring you now the first of those and his Opus 1, Piano Quartet No. 1 in C minor, played by the Domus Ensemble here on KPR. The Domus Ensemble and some of the earliest music published by Felix Mendelssohn, his Opus 1, Piano Quartet No. 1 in C minor, on Kansas Public Radio. We've got just about 15 minutes until our next NPR News update. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts now through June 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. Our final performance for this hour is brought to us by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and a famous work by Sergei Prokofiev that was completed in 1917, his first symphony, which he had aimed to make a bit of a modern-style symphony, modern for the year 1917 anyway, but also sort of hint at the styles of Mozart and Haydn, which is why they call this one the Classical Symphony. Prokofiev's first in D major, here with the Chicago Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony No. 1 in D major, the Classical Symphony by Sergei Prokofiev, written in 1917, and played today by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. Afterwards, classical music brings us a Beethoven piano sonata, a few English works, and we'll hear as well Claude Debussy's famous Iberia, his Spanish suite from his Images for Orchestra. We've got that still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-70s here on the KU campus. 30% chance of showers for this evening. You're listening to KPR.
The World Cup has become an esteemed field. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting Cake, June 27th at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Cake at the Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 27th.
Anas Baba reporting. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's by English light music composer Ernest Tomlinson, a little tune called Graceful Dance. for Mother Northern Symphonia of England, led by David Lloyd Jones on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson. And there's a bit more classical music here for your Tuesday afternoon. An hour that will bring us pianist John O'Connor playing a Beethoven piano sonata, Sonata No. 13. And much later we've got Claude Debussy in his famous Spanish suite. From the Images for Orchestra, we've got Iberia for you in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at FlintHillsDiscovery.org. Conductor David Lloyd Jones will be back here to lead the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham. And we've got some more music from another English composer by the name of David Lyon. And this piece won't take up too much of your time. It's called The Short Suite, next on KPR. That's known as The Short Suite by English composer David Lyon, performed there by the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham. Conductor David Lloyd Jones on Kansas Public Radio. We are about 20 minutes into our 2 p.m. hour of the classics. And on the way, in about 15 minutes' time, is the St. Cecilia Orchestra and Iberia from the Images for Orchestra by Claude Debussy. His Spanish suite is in just a little while. Support for music programming on KPR comes from Dave Hodgson of Manhattan, Kansas. Thanks, Dave, for your continued support of Kansas Public Radio. Temperatures in the upper 70s on the KU campus. Tonight, 30% chance of showers. Cloudy skies, lows in the mid-60s. Looks like we've got a 20% chance of showers for tomorrow morning. Highs are around 82. 50% chance of showers for Wednesday night. KPR listeners are always in the driver's seat every Friday and Saturday on Classics by Request. That's when we play classical music suggested by you. Destiny is your host, and she'd love to play some music just for you. Make your request now at kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. Then tune in 9 to noon on Fridays and 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturdays on Kansas Public Radio. Time for some Beethoven and one of his piano sonatas. The one that came out just before his Moonlight piano sonata. We'll hear Piano Sonata No. 13, which was written in 1800, around the time when Beethoven was about 30. He called this one a sonata in the manner of a fantasy. It's played for us by John O'Connor on KPR. Pianist John O'Connor playing Beethoven and his 13th Piano Sonata in E-flat Major on Kansas Public Radio. It is about 2:37, and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music continues this evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Support for classical music comes from Mammoth, presenting Cake, June 27th at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Cake at the Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 27th. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com. Time now for the St. Cecilia Orchestra and conductor Leonard Bernstein, with a suite by Claude Debussy from his Images for Orchestra, which captures the vibe of a vibrant day in sunny Spain. We'll hear Iberia on Kansas Public Radio. And there you had Claude Debussy's Spanish suite, Iberia, from the Images for Orchestra, played by the St. Cecilia Orchestra, led by Leonard Bernstein on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 p.m. All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. And later on tonight, catch a little more classical music between the hours of 7 and 9. I'm Jeff Watson, and thanks as always for joining me for Classics in the Afternoon. There'll be more at noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for All Things Considered comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu. And Security Benefit, with 6 decades of experience helping customers align their assets with their retirement aspirations. Details on products, careers, and company legacy at securitybenefit.com.